redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Virtualni histerizaciji vsega možnega seveda ne gre mimo videoiger in obsesivnega gaminga, ki je predvsem na Daljnem vzhodu prerasla v športna tekmovanja in groteskna oblačenja v svoje najljubše junake. Medtem pa se videoigre nikoli zares niso vzpostavile kot umetnost. V ta prazen prostor je posegel italijanski razvijalec igr in umetnik Paolo Pedercini. Svojim projektom Mol le industrija ali Meha industrija upleta politično-družbeni angažma v videoigre od leta 2003. Na današnji interaktivni razstavi ob 20. uri v Axiomi pa bo možno pogledati in igrati kratke igre, nastale med letom 2004 in 2014, podnaslovljene s problematiko dela All Work, No Play. Pedercini je sprva spregovoril o navezavi in povezovanju z mainstream industrijo videoigr, predvsem v ZDA, kjer tudi sam živi.
Game industry, the mainstream game industry in Italy didn't really, like, it's really small anyway, so it didn't really matter. In the United States, I think there is, I kind of like started a bit antagonistic in a way. It was more like, let's not, like, death to the game industry sort of attitude. But it turns out that especially in the last 5 to 8 years, the actual mainstream industry is a bit more open to independent and experimental stuff. So I often just find myself speaking at the same conferences or having conversation or being in conversation with people from the actual industry. In the United States, there is a more like a gradient between independent game developers and mainstream ones. Obviously, the working condition and the organization of a big company is very different from a small company. And that's to me still kind of like the main difference. Like the independent game developers kind of want to do their own thing and at their own terms, at their own pace.
Kakšen pa je pravzaprav učinek, ki ga svojim projektom želi doseči?
The project has always meant to be a homeopathic counterpart of the game industry. It's essentially an artistic project. I usually consider something successful if it pisses off like 50% of the players that stumble upon it. So if everybody's happy, I probably didn't really hit a nerve or I didn't really tackle something controversial. If every player is happy and cheering for that game, it probably means that it's not really pushing things forward, it's not really asking uncomfortable questions, which is what I like to do. So yeah, some of them are more like generally acclaimed, some others are due to the content, are have been controversial, have been bothering people.
O igrah, ki bodo predstavljene, je spregovoril tudi o Unmanned, ki bazira na dronih. Igro so igrali tudi ameriški vojaki, predvsem pa se osredotoča na problematiko, videno iz stališča žrtev. Izpostavil pa je še igro Phone Story, ki je doživela konflikt z Applom.
There will be a game on iPad or iPhone called Phone Story, which is a game about the production process of a smartphone. I guess today will be a rare chance to see it on an actual Apple device. Still available online and available on Android phones, but it's impossible to see it on an iPhone or an iPad. It's essentially an educational game, but it's an educational game about Apple and about essentially the malpractices the production process, or this Apple supply chain. So at first they approved it and it was available for a few hours, and then they realized that it was critical toward Apple, and so they removed it from the store. Their excuse was that there was violence, or there were depictions of child labor and things like that.
Nadaljnji pogled v žalostno narativni svet pa vam danes ponuja Kinodvor s premiero Pogled tišine ob 20. uri in 30 minut v prisotnosti režiserja Joshua Oppenheimerja. Po The Act of Killing je Oppenheimer tokrat predstavil drugo plat zgodbe skozi ogled posnetkov, umorenih v Indoneziji v 60-ih letih prejšnjega stoletja in soočenje enega izmed bratov žrtev z njegovimi morilci. Projekciji bo sledil pogovor z režiserjem. Kino Šiška pa se ob 17. uri nadaljuje cikl Novi kulturni politiki naproti, ustrajno in dosledno, na temo centralizacija, decentralizacija kulturne politike. Pogovor, ki ga bo moderiral direktor Kina Šiške, Simon Kardum, bo potekal v organizaciji društva Asociacija, Kino Šiška in revije Razpotja s podporo Radija Študent. Govor bo potekal predvsem o stanju kulture v posameznih slovenskih regijah, kakšne so njihove specifike in izzivi ter ali so lokalni programi usklajeni z nacionalnimi in kakšna je vloga Ministrstva za kulturo pri financiranju kulturnih programov in projektov. Ob približevanju k boljši kulturni politiki v celotni Sloveniji bodo prisostovali po en predstavnik iz javnih institucij in en iz nevladne organizacije iz vsake mestne občine. Kulturne novice je pripravila Andreja.